Oklahoma Republican Tom Coburn returned to Washington Monday cautiously optimistic he'll win a procedural vote Tuesday that would eliminate the 45 cents per gallon ethanol refiner's tax credit.
And I'm for using cellulosic. I'm actually for using corn ethanol. I just don't think we ought to pay twice for it. I think we ought to pay once.
Tea Party favorite Jim DeMint of South Carolina announced he'll back Coburn's amendment and then move to repeal the 36-billion-gallon renewable fuel standard that requires blenders to use ethanol. Corn Belt senators are scrambling to maintain federal support for the ethanol industry, albeit at a lower level. Democrat Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota and Republican John Thune of South Dakota introduced legislation that would immediately transition and transform the volumetric ethanol excise tax credit.
Senator Thune and I have a bill which basically gives away the subsidies for the rest of the year that the biofuels industry has and puts $1 billion toward deficit reduction.
The Klobuchar-Thune bill would change VTEC to a variable tax incentive tied to the price of oil. I'm Stuart Doan reporting.